And welcome back. It's the night before New Year's Eve. Actually, it's the night before New Year's Eve. And then it's New Year's Day, and we're off to the races. Kelly Nelson is back with us tonight. End of the year. The View from the great state of Tennessee. How are you, Kelly?
And
how do we look
at
all this? I had this most incredible Christmas season of Kelly's Christmas cookies, and I cannot thank you enough. I never had more fun going through the Christmas season. I had to fight the urge to ravage the box of cookies. They were so good. Kelly's been doing this. It was her last year, apparently, 50 years of baking Christmas cookies, and they were phenomenal. Phenomenal.
They are good, aren't they?
Oh, well, yes, and thank you again.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was going to send you a second package this week, but my 46 cubic foot freezer went out, and we're waiting for parts, and so everything is shoved in the other five freezers that are in the bakery.
Oh, of course.
So getting to anything is a little bit difficult at this point.
Well, I'm waiting. Fine. If it's next Christmas, I don't care. They were that good. I don't know how every different kind of cookie could have a different personality of flavor, of taste, of aftertaste. I mean, they were all just phenomenal. So, yeah, don't know how you did it. And, oh, let me take a moment here. I wanted to do this earlier, but several of you sent me very nice Christmas cards. Some sent packages of little for survival food type things and organic. Just, you're so thoughtful, some of you, and I just wish I had the time to write each and every one of you. So I hope you're listening, and I hope you understand how much all of that meant to me. And I deeply appreciate it. So thank all of you as well.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that just really great? That's an absolutely wonderful thing. You know you're appreciated when people actually take the time to do that.
Just sweet, kind, wonderful, fabulous people out there in this audience. It's the best audience in talk radio. I have no doubt, none, zero, never have.
And it keeps you doing it when they do things like this, doesn't it?
Sure.
Yep.
Sure.
And it keeps me doing what I do when I am flooded with emails from my last article. I don't know if you ever got to read it, did you?
The first part, I need to go read the whole thing and digest it. Hopefully tonight. I just have so little time during the day, it's crazy. You understand.
Well,
but your articles your articles generate tremendous response. Huge response.
This one just went viral. I couldn't believe it. And I have to say, I really want to tell people that 95% of what I said in this article, the title was Trump's Lethal Operation Warp Speed Jab. And then I just listed everything. Even General Flynn wrote me and said, this is the best thing you've ever written. It's by far the best anybody's written.
Oh, well, I look forward to it twice. I'm going to go back through it. You really, Trump is... What word would you hang on him if you had to hang one word on him, beside hanging him?
Fraud, maybe?
Despicable. Does that work?
I'll tell you, honestly, 95% agreed with the article. They said, thank you for somebody finally laying it out so perfectly.
Yeah.
But I got 3-5%. I only got one guy that said, you're a hardcore leftist, and F you. I said, okay. Obviously, you only have a one-digit IQ. And then I put him in the in the dump file.
Yeah.
But the rest of them, this was so bizarre. It was so bizarre to me. And I have a friend who is like this. She listens to all these prophetesses and prophets, and she thinks that everything's going to be fine, that Trump is so brilliant, that he's got control of the military.
Yes.
You know the type.
Oh,
you know.
Yes.
Yeah, and they say that, oh, I think he's playing chess. He's far above everybody, and he's letting them cement themselves in their crimes. He's arresting them and blah, blah. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you people really believe this nutcase stuff? And I've written back to them, and I've said, this is deliberate wishful thinking, and it's a fairy tale. Look, I tell these people, if he wasn't smart enough to surround himself with people who could help him, and if he wasn't smart enough to see through the nefarious neocon Trotskyite Pence, and if he was stupid enough to let General Flynn go without even speaking to him and only listening to Pence, and if he is allowing all these millions of people to die, lose their limbs, have adverse effects for the rest of their lives, then why in heaven's name would anybody think he's smart? I mean, it's an impossibility. These people aren't thinking. Do you think they'll answer me on that? No. They say, well, you just don't get it. You just don't understand how brilliant this man is. You have to read Art of the... And I said, I have the book. I've read it. And he's not succeeding. Did he succeed? No. He even lost the election. And people who could have saved him and the Republic told him how. But he chose to listen instead to the swamp that surrounded him. So you tell me this man is any good. He's pushing this thing, and he's lying about it.
He's a liar and a fraud, and God only knows how many other things. He's exactly the opposite of what most people wish he were. He's not.
It's pride, honey. He's afraid to admit that he was wrong, and this thing is a killer. And I'll tell you when I knew this was dangerous. When he came out at the beginning of his first term, and he said that he wanted the FDA to pass things quicker. And he even wanted this right to try. Okay, I'm okay with the right to try. Because if you sign off and you take something and it kills you, that's your right to choose to do that. But shoving anything through the FDA too fast is bloody dangerous. And we've seen that over and over and over again. Go all the way back to thalidomide. There you have it. How much damage did that thing cost? Celebrex, Vioxx, on and on and on.
The soft polio vaccine. They figure 45 million at least were killed from that.
Well, not to mention the fact that everybody that took it has that SV40 in them, the simian virus 40, which causes soft tissue cancer. But that's not the end of it. It's not just the baby boomers who took it. They passed this on genetically to their offspring. And they have found SV40 in leukemia of our grandchildren. So you tell me they didn't have that plan because they knew exactly what was in it, and they allowed it to stay on the shelves and be pumped into people's arms. Mm-hmm. Yep, this is not a pretty country. They've been up to this crap for decades upon decades upon decades. And they know it, and they used our military over and over, and now they're doing it again. Look what they're doing to the military.
Yeah, yeah,
the military's collapsing.
Well, Mike, what does Mike say about that, General Mike Flynn? What does he say?
He's actually
about the current status of our military.
He's actually said under his breath a few times that he would not go in the military today because of the jabs. And that's a pretty strong thing for a man who spent 33 years of his life in it.
The military is being destroyed. That's obvious. The bioweapon injections are designed to destroy what's left of the military that we have, upon which we depend to remain independent on this planet.
Yeah. Dr. Lee Merritt, who was in the Navy as an orthopedic surgeon for 10 years, she said, if they're going to force you, and they're not even allowing exemptions, religious exemptions, she said, get out any way you can, as fast as you can before this thing hits, and you're forced with a deadline that you have to have it, because she said we're going to need you to fight what's coming. because the rest of these people, they'll be gone in 2 to 5 years. That's pretty telling when you figure that 60% of the people have taken this. And you know what? You know, we talked about this before. I've noticed, I've got friends in Israel that have noticed this too, and they have not taken the vax. But I've noticed this about my neighbors across the street. They've gotten worse and worse and worse. These are the commies that live across the street from me. And now they won't even talk to me. It's like they've gotten something in their minds that is just insane. I mean, we used to be friends. I didn't care about our politics. We were friends because we were neighbors. It's different now. Something has gone into them that has changed their personalities so totally that if you see them and say, hey, hi, they'll turn their back and walk away. Now, my friends in Israel, they've lived for 12 years in this same spot, paid their rent 6 months in advance all the time, have done all kinds of maintenance and upgrades on the apartment. All of a sudden, the fellow that owns the place, he got the jabs, and now he's telling them, you have to get out of here. I want you out of here by the end of the time that your money that you paid is up. This is insane. People are going crazy. You know, it's not a funny thing. It's not false what you have stated, because I have seen it, and I've seen it out in public. People are weird. They're mean.
Kelly, I can't tell you how many people have said that. They're weird. Some are very giddy for no reason. Most are down. They're nasty. They're mean. They're not kind, cordial, considerate. The driving has gone to hell. A lot of accidents now. This is, I think, just shades of things to come. There's something interfering with their brain, no question,
yeah.
Not to mention the rest of their bodies, but they are in real serious trouble. These are the end times, so to speak. We're going to see zombie-like behavior. We already are. If you look, watch people. They walk around with eyes glazed. What the hell are they doing? They don't know. It's weird. And it's all being done by these bioweapon shots. No question.
Well, I have to tell you something that I think you'll get a real big kick out of. I was in the bank the other day because for the third time I had to close something that I thought was closed 4 years ago. And I see a sign in there while I'm waiting, and it says, you must remove your hats or your sunglasses and any helmets before entering this building. This is a bank, right? However, I'm reading this sign, right? But there's three people in there with masks on, waiting at the line to see the teller. And I'm thinking, okay, we have to remove sunglasses, hats, and helmets, but you can cover the majority of your face. What the heck kind of sense does this make?
I don't know.
Is this bizarre? I mean, this is how bizarre everything's getting. It's so goofy. Okay, now I want to tell you something else. The article I had... One or two before this, and I didn't put the right title on it. I should have put the title on it that stated something like, for 45 years, studies on masks have proven they do no good, not even in surgery. And now that I know all this and I've read all these studies, dozens of them over 45 years, I have watched these people with masks on, and I'm thinking, you know what? You are killing your brain. And the people that tell you, oh, well, I've gotten used to it, that means their brain has already adjusted to 20% less oxygen on a daily basis, and they have damaged their brain. They're actually damaged. Their brain damaged. It's true. And this all started years ago.
Yes, it did.
I think it was 1980. It started in 1980, and it was a surgical center. Maybe it was earlier than that, but it was around then. The surgical center in Colchester, England. They had such, even though they wore masks and hair coverings and everything in surgery, they were looking at the statistics and they said, all right, let's do this. Let's take the same 6 months for the last 4 years, and for this year we'll take the same 6 months and we will wear no masks, no hair covering in surgeries. Do you know that it dropped the infection rate by 52% with no masks? 52%. Okay, so Dr. Arthur Furstenberg, he says, I don't believe this. This has got to be a lie. But it was exactly the same months, August through December, and they looked at the last 4 years, and by golly, the 6 months without masks, 52% drop in infection. Okay, so Furstenberg says, no way. This is a lie. They're lying. So he goes back to all the way to 1975. He pulls every study on masks he can find, and every single study, over a dozen of them, proved that masks do nothing to help you, and they are actually harmful, especially to children.
Oh, absolutely.
Whose brains are developing.
You got it. They're going to hypoxia. They're rebreathing their own exhalations and toxicity. It's madness, completely insane. All by design. They know what they're doing.
And their IQ is dropping radically because of it. That's very dangerous. Except
well, that's
that,
very intentional. It's what they want.
Yes, then they become little robots, don't they? I saw that right after I wrote this, I was in the store and I saw a mother with a toddler with a mask on the face, and I thought, oh, God. And, you know, I'm very tempted to say something, please take that mask off, but, you know, they just get excited, yell at me, so I feel sorry for them, but what are you going to do? It's just insanity out here. It really is, and it gets worse every day. Now the truckers are being stopped. They can't come over the borders unless they've been vaxxed. Isn't this great? Food's being stopped. Farmers are being told they can't sell their grain or anything else unless they're vaxxed. It's gone crazy, Jeff.
And crazier to come. I'm just listening to you. You're laying it out exactly right. People are noticing it all the time. Let's just say that it's 55-45 vaxxed against the unvaxxed. I don't know what it is. The government claims 75% of this. I think it's
I don't know if it's really that much.
Do you think it's really that much?
Because
it's
I know a heck of a lot of people that aren't going to let this crap near them.
Right.
You know?
It's probably half and half.
Maybe. But you're right. My husband drives 52 miles one way to work every day. And he said, and I've been out with him a few times since he's been home for vacation for a good month. And I'm telling you, I don't want to get on the road anymore. These people are insane. They really are insane. I have to hide my eyes because it gets so scary out there. And you know who it is mostly? It's young women drivers.
Really? They're the most aggressive?
Yeah. Yes. They're very aggressive. It's pretty scary sometimes.
Well, I've seen a few of them flip people off. I mean,
they're wrong, they flip people off.
Oh, absolutely. They're never wrong. They're always a victim of somebody else's misbehavior. They're always victims. Not accountable.
Yeah.
No, so when they get cornered, they flip people off. That's their basic MO now.
Yeah.
Crazy. I don't know what's going to happen to Gen Z. I really don't. Gen X is bad enough.
I can't keep track of them. I really can't.
Well, XYZ, it's the last go-round. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I just wonder, and I made this comment to my husband, you know, they keep your data about you having had the vax.
They actually know quite
a bit about you. You have to fill out everything. And here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that when you make an appointment and you give all your facts to them to come in and have this jab, that they look up whether you have voted Democrat or Republican. And if you voted Republican, you get the jab. If you voted Democrat, you either get the lighter dosage or you get the placebo. You ever think that?
I don't know if there's... I'm seeing stories about dosages on the Internet, and if you get your lot number... You're supposed
to
be able to figure out what your dosage is. But when you're talking about people, Kelly, who get three and four shots, what the hell difference does it make? I mean, so, okay, I got lucky on dose one.
They're going to get them on one of them.
It doesn't matter. So, yeah, it's kind of much ado about nothing, but yes, I understand that. Hold on just a minute. Kelly Nelson and I will be right back. Okay, welcome back with Kelly Nelson on this night before New Year's Eve. What are you going to do tomorrow night, Kelly?
We'll probably watch a movie and go to bed early and hope that it rains so all these nutcases don't shoot fireworks off till 3 in the morning.
That's usual around your town?
Yeah, that's usual in Tennessee. They're kind of loony here. But I wanted to tell you something else that Mike said that I totally forgot about. And I think it's very pertinent. Here's what he told me. He said, do you remember when Trump said there will be no socialism in America?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Mike said to me, now, look, he's joined them. And that's... really true. Now, look.
Question is, when did he join them? I mean, really?
Yeah.
You can't. You got a son-in-law who's a Lubavitcher. That's a pretty interesting group. Trump stays away from that,
and
allegedly.
And a Bilderberger.
That's a bit. There you go. So what?
Yep.
What is he? Who is he? What is he?
Yeah.
What was he?
Plus,
and when was
plus
he?
Plus, he's had. I mean, Jared Kushner borrowed money from Soros, for goodness' sake. Do you trust
Jared?
That? No, I don't. Oh,
what a creep. Sorry, not one of my favorite people.
No. So, the point is, there's either we were totally fooled from the beginning, or the guy has always been like this, and he's a fabulous actor or politician, but... something just doesn't add up.
Well, he's been at TV for a long time. He knows how to con people. He's a con man. He's a professional carny con man working for a number of different power brokers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. Well, yeah. I'll tell you another story. And this one has an excellent ending. I have a dear friend that I've known for 35 years. In fact, he used to be on radio, and I was his executive producer. This isn't Roger Fredenberg. This is another fellow. And we were talking on email, and I said, let me just call you up, because I have other things to do with my hands here. I've got to get some things finished. And he said, you can't call me because I've had COVID for 8 weeks, and I have this residual cough, and I can't talk on the telephone, or I start hacking my lungs out. I said, Henry, for God's sake. So I said, okay, what have you done for it? Well, basically nothing. So I said, I'm sending you a package. I'll overnight it to you. I sent him 2 weeks of ivermectin, a script a full script of azithromycin and a bottle of NAC. Well, NAC builds the immune system. He needed that. I said, go to a walk-in clinic and get yourself a script of prednisone. And so he did that. He got the prednisone. The next day he got this. He suffered with this for 9 weeks, okay? He got this on a Wednesday, and by Sunday he was better and was able to go to church with his daughter and her family. Interesting, huh? And you know what
it was?
It was a residual secondary bacterial infection. And when I read up, that's exactly what McCullough and Merrick and Corey said, that if you have this at home for a long time, you end up with bacterial infections, and these dumbass doctors don't know how to treat it. They think it's just long-term COVID, and it's not. I mean, how many people have already died in a hospital who had bacterial pneumonia and could have been given antibiotics and saved, but they were labeled with a diagnosis of COVID, and they're dead. And, of course, when they die, the hospital even gets more money, right? So do they care? Does anybody care?
Well, think about it. They're in there they go in there with the flu or something, and they get falsely diagnosed with COVID with a PCR test that doesn't work. And they end up in bed, and they put them in an IV, and they start giving them remdesivir to destroy their kidneys. They know exactly what remdesivir does. Then it fills their lungs with fluid, and they start to drown in their own lungs. And then they put them on a ventilator, and that's the last stop. Well, the last stop is the morgue, where they go out the back door in a body bag. It's all disgusting. This is mass murder. No way else to view it. You can't analyze it any other way. Nurses tell me this. Doctors tell me this.
Oh,
patients tell me this.
I've had families tell me this, that they had. Only reason that this one fellow that writes for News with Views could go in and get his father-in-law is because he was a pastor, okay? He went in and he had to carry him out. The man was dying. He at least died at home. But they had an autopsy done. And what he had was bacterial pneumonia, and they could have saved him with antibiotics, but they didn't. And this goes on day in and day out. I don't know if you've had a chance to look through The Real Anthony Fauci by Robert Kennedy, but I'm reading it, and I'm telling you what, we should have public hangings for all of these stakeholders. It's unbelievable what they've done and the quackery that's going on. It's just, my God in heaven. I never thought I'd see this in America. I knew it was coming. I knew it when I was 16 years old. My mother was screaming at me about all this stuff. But it's been 59 years I've been doing this stuff, and it's worse now, and I never thought that in my lifetime I would see this. Never. Did you? Did you think you'd see this in your lifetime?
Of course not. No, it's too preposterous. No, you can't project this. But once it got going and I put the pieces together and we did it on this program, we knew what was going on. This is a long-term planned agenda. No other way to look at it. And it's being implemented with a deadly bioweapon that has maybe, according to Erica, over 50 different ways to destroy your body and your immune system and lead to your death. It's too sophisticated, too complex. It was thought up by geniuses in the business of killing people en masse. So I don't know. And believe me, anyone who says take an alfalfa bath or whatever, it'll reverse the effects of the shot.
Oh,
no.
Once you
got the real shot, you're toast. Sooner or later, you're done.
Yeah, because
I hate saying that.
your immune system.
It destroys
what God gave you, what you have naturally. It totally destroys it. Let me tell you about a doc I went to visit about my right wrist because it's arthritic from 30-some years of baking. And he said, well, I can do some surgery on this, but you'll have to. And I said, well, I don't have to take a vaccine to have surgery. No, but you'd have to have a COVID test. I said, well, here is the paper from the doctor that proves I have natural immunity. I have antibodies. He said, well, we don't know that that lasts. I said, what do you mean we don't know that that lasts? There are 140 tests and studies that prove it does. He said, well, I'm not going to argue with you. And I said, well, I'm not going to take the test. Well, then you aren't going to get the surgery. And he gets up with the paper to walk out the door, and I would suggest you get the vaccine. And I said under my breath, kiss my grits. It ain't going to happen.
Who said that? Wait. Who said this to you? And it was a straight face, I assume?
This was an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and this is what they're peddling. And, look, every other doctor I've gone to, including the doctor we've been with, the internist, for 35 years, I walk in the room, we take our masks off. The nurse comes in first, and we say, can we take our masks off? She says, oh, for God's sake, they don't do a damn thing. Get them off your face. And that's the good doc we've got.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
She knows everything that you and I know about this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
And she talked her doc, who is our doc, into prescribing hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin to any of their patients that ask for it. And she tells the patients when they come in, if you want it, you can ask for it. The doc will give it to you. And he has over and
over
again.
What a civilized doctor. Good job.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's the one, we were in there, and I said, most of the people survived this. He said, not most of the people, honey. I'm going to tell you how many it is because I have 3,000 patients. And here's the actual statistic. 99.8 survived this unless you have comorbidities that are putting you already on your deathbed. He said, and especially if you take the right things. At home. You never go in the hospital, he said.
How'd you find this doctor?
We've had him for over 30 years. He's retiring next June, and it's scaring the daylights out of us because already three of our other docs have retired, and they were wonderful. We don't know what we're going to do. Yeah.
Well, you're going to have to work a deal with him where you're going to have to try and get him to continue on with a certain number of patients. He'll have to.
Well, he's 75 years old. I don't think he wants to work forever either.
He doesn't want to retire and sit around. Come on. He'll take care of you. You're going to make a deal with him.
We might. We're going to go see him in April. I'll let you know what happens. But I'm telling you, the medical industry is going toes up. It really is. We've lost two other ones, and the only ones that are there are these new ones coming out of school, you know? I mean, they're 35, 38 years old. They don't know squat. You think I want to go as an old lady to see one of these young punks who's going to tell me, oh, you need the vax? I don't need the vax. I've had COVID. I treated my neighbor next door. She got really sick with it. She's like 49 years old, got really sick. Fortunately, she works for doctors, and the doctors said, come in the office, and we'll give you monoclonal antibodies, because it's four shots in your stomach. That's what the antibodies are, monoclonal antibodies. It's Regeneron, okay? So she had that, and she got home. She was sick, deathly ill with a cough. All she wanted to do was sleep. Didn't have any appetite or anything. I said, well, all of that's typical. And her husband was thinking, oh, God, I'm going to end up with this. So what did I do? I ran him over goodies, and I said, okay, you take one a day, both of you, for 2 weeks. He never got it, and she got over it in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good this stuff is, and they're depriving it. They're depriving us of it. But they're giving it to every illegal alien that comes across the border. Ivermectin, they're giving illegal aliens, but they won't give it to the American citizens.
Well, they're not injecting the invaders with the shots because they want them to survive and repopulate when most of the European Americans are dead.
Yep. They're replacing the entire middle class with people that don't have a clue about what this country was started, why it was started, or what it stood for. That's what they're doing. They're replacing everything. And how are they going to vote? You know.
I don't know, Kelly. How are we going to get used to... Well, first of all, we don't see all of these people dying. They're kept out of the news. Once in a while, we see a social media TikTok video of somebody who's been brutally injured or killed by these bioweapons. But we don't see death. And therefore, it becomes easier for the controllers to seclude it. They hide it. And we're not interested in seeing it. We don't want to see our hamburgers in a slaughterhouse before we get it. We don't want to know. So they're hiding deaths in hospitals much the same way. The families aren't even allowed to go in there, as you know.
Yeah. So
there's a psychological tie-in here. And I don't know exactly what it is, but we're going to see so many people dead, but it won't be in the news, so it can't be happening, right? But
well,
it is happening. It's happening right now.
I said to you that if you just do the figures in VAERS, which I think is probably less than 1% that's recorded, because like Dr. McCullough said,
I agree.
It takes a half
less than
hour.
1%. That's right.
It takes a half hour to even do this if you're a physician. And at the bottom of every page it says that you could be in real trouble with the federal government if you falsely do anything. So how many doctors are even going to bother, okay? All right. But if you multiply even the numbers we have, there's probably 2 million dead. And I would guess it's a good 2 or 3 times that. But we have 337 million people here. How many are you going to notice that died? Unless they're personal friends of yours. I know 2 that died because of the protocol in the hospital.
You're going to know a lot more.
Absolutely. You are. You're going to see it over a period of time. Every day something comes out about another famous sports figure or a musician. 28-year-old just died with it.
They're actually dropping in Europe almost by the day now. Professional athletes are having heart seizures, heart problems, and they're down.
Yeah.
And a lot of them never get up. They don't. They're just gone.
They fall on the field and they're dead.
They're gone. They're gone.
Yeah.
So look, the people behind this don't care at all, and they know that people don't. They don't want to confront death, so they push it aside. Unless it's your own family, but if it's a neighbor's family or somebody you know at work, oh, I'm really sorry. They just don't want to deal with death. So it makes it easier for the genocide to continue. There's psychology involved here. God.
Yeah.
Pretty discouraging.
So, you know, we've got the man who's in control of this, who works now for Biden, is Fauci. And Fauci has controlled this from the beginning. Somebody told me that Trump had an interview with Bartiromo, and she asked him why he didn't fire Fauci, and he said he was afraid to. I thought, why would you be afraid to?
Well,
you're the commander-in-chief.
No. He was never commander-in-chief. Presidents haven't been commander-in-chief. They're figureheads. They're doing what they're told. They have boundaries. They got to stay within them, or they get JFK'd. I don't think that he's commander-in-chief of anything.
I still would have fired him.
Of course.
I mean, look how many years it took him to figure out what Mike Pence was.
I mean,
he gave that man everything to do, and the man did nothing with any of it.
Oh, he was a treacherous, vile traitor. That's what he is.
Yeah, and I believe all of the the innuendos and things being said about him. I truly believe it because I know too much about what went on in Indiana with him. I never trust that guy. I don't know why he was even chosen, except that the Bilderbergers always choose. Who's going to be in the White House anyway?
I think.
And I would guess right. This man was chosen.
I think you're right.
I mean Trump.
Sure he was. They bought 4 years. They tricked the American people. I don't think there's any other.
They relaxed the American people, and then they dropped the hammer.
Sure, Mike knows.
Yeah, he does. And you know, this guy Lankford from Oklahoma, he's no boy good either. But he came out with this little 2-minute video where he told what was in this Build Back Better. Mm-hmm. And the last piece that he told was that every single media personality, journalist, TV, media, everything, will get 50% of their income paid by the federal government. I said, wow, that's pure communism, straight out. And I sent this to Mike, and Mike said, he was ticked. He said, that no good rat, blah, 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 blah. And he said, yeah, he can talk, but what the heck is he doing about it? Not a bloomin' dang thing. I said, well, that's absolutely true. They all get up there and talk, but what do they do? And now you've got Nunes leaving California and the Congress and going to work for Trump. That's
now,
not going to last
this,
long.
This, this is such a freak show. It is.
Isn't it? That's not going to last long. No. Wait until they get in an argument over something. Then Nunes has nothing. He'll have to go back to farming.
He's not going to go back to anything. These guys are all rich. They get in there. Once they get in the house and they're crooked, they're taken care of for life. No problem.
Yeah. Multimillionaires.
Sure. What is General Flynn planning on doing with his near future? Does he have any interesting plans that you can share? I don't want you to violate confidences, but he's got a following. And Mike Lindell is all over the alt media now as a sponsor of this program and that program. And I just don't know. But
I want Mike to run for office.
He's too smart.
I think
smart.
His brother wants him to run off for office, but I don't think he will.
He's too smart. He doesn't want the abuse. He knows that if he's told he has to do something and he doesn't do it, he's toast.
Yeah.
He's already had enough trouble. I don't think he needs the grief.
Well, and you have to remember this, too. The military is included in the 17 intelligence agencies. And Mike has already said about Milley that he's basically a traitor. Okay? Basically, he is. He's a traitor. Okay? So if the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is a traitor, would anybody want to be in the military today? Nobody's wanting to go into the military. They're going to destroy this country from inside. And it's nearly all done. And that's what's so frightening to me. And Mike said, and he has always said this, don't bother with what's going on in D.C. Start right in your own hometown. Run, get in the district stuff. Run for district position. Run for school board. Do anything. And get in the faces of the school boards with what they're doing. This is where Mike is dealing, down here at the base. What was that? Did you hear that? Well, I guess I lost you. Okay.
No, I'm here. That was I had a video queued up, and it started to play by itself. That's what you heard.
Oh, yeah, that happens, doesn't it? Isn't that fun when you're on the phone?
Very strange. Hey, Kelly,
all right,
listen.
Honey, take care.
Happy New Year. And
you too.
We'll stay in touch and look
of
forward to another
will.
Article. Her article is up there, the new one on Trump, and you can find Kelly's work on the left-hand side of the homepage in her columnist section. So you have
thanks,
a great
babe.
Weekend. Take care.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, night. Kelly Nelson. Yeah, weird computer malfunctions. Talk about malfunctions. Go out and look around you. You'll see malfunctions. Back in a minute with Frosty. Hold on.